Good afternoon. You're listening to NPR's All Things Considered on Iowa Public Radio. I'm Pat Blank. The time is 4:44. Earlier today, NASA honored the first class of astronaut candidates to graduate under the Artemis program at the agency's Space Center in Houston. After completing more than 2 years of basic training, these candidates will become eligible for spaceflight, including assignments to the International Space Station, Artemis missions to the moon, and ultimately missions to Mars. One of the graduates is Cedar Falls native and Waterloo Columbus graduate Raja Chari, and he joins me this afternoon by phone. First of all, congratulations.
Thanks very much, Pat. Great to be on with you.
So tell me, how does a young man from Cedar Falls, Iowa, take an adventure like the one you're on?
Well, it has been quite an adventure. Most of it thanks to my wife, who's also from Cedar Falls, so there's no way I would have got to this point without her and her support throughout all of this. So she went to Cedar Falls. As you mentioned, I went to Columbus. From there, I went to the Air Force Academy while she went to Central College there in Iowa. And then while I was at MIT, she was at Drake. So we've got some pretty strong Iowa roots. And then she has done amazing work as an attorney and works for the VA while I've been going around with the Air Force. And then we've both wound up here now in Houston and working together to launch this next Artemis generation. So it's been a really exciting time and really lucky to have started it all in Cedar Falls.
You know, we think about sometimes when we're in school, what we might want to be when we grow up. In my research, I discovered a photo of an 11-year-old Raja, and it must have been part of a so-called what do you want to be when you grow up. So describe that photo, what it looks like.
So I was able to talk to my mom. She got a chance to come down this morning today, and I was able to ask her about that. So apparently there was an opportunity to pose for different pictures of what she wanted to be, and she had relayed that since I was about 5 or 6 years old, you know, talking about being an astronaut and flying in general was something I was interested in. So it was a picture she caught, probably one of several. Apparently I had a small ring of people I sold material to back in my old neighborhood where I would take drape hooks from inside the house and form them into little metal planes and then sell them for pennies to the neighbor children. So, it was an early start, apparently.
Apparently so. And now you've graduated. So what happens next?
So essentially our last 2.5 years would be equivalent to like a basic training. And so now that we've graduated, we're, as you mentioned before, eligible for assignment to future flights. And so there's a whole lot of great things happening at NASA this year and in the coming years. So we've got the Commercial Crew Program. There's two new vehicles being built by SpaceX and Boeing that are going to be taking American astronauts launching from America again back to the space station. And so that's going to be both happening this year. Also working on the Orion capsule, which is part of the Artemis program, and that's, as you alluded to, the plan to get back to the moon and beyond, and to go back to the moon to stay this time. So those are the three missions all happening right now, and then we've been in space continuously for over 20 years now on the space station. And so it's pretty cool that all the kids who were there in the audience today, they have not known a day in their life where there hasn't been someone working and living in space their entire lives.
NASA often sends music to the various missions in space, and so I'm curious, if you're on a mission, what's your space jam?
I think mine would probably be Sweet Caroline, only because I could probably get the whole crew to do the bop-bop-ba part. It'd be a great way to wake up in the morning.
Raja Chari, thank you so much for joining me this afternoon, and once again, congratulations.
Thank you very much, Pat, and thanks to the folks in Cedar Falls and Waterloo there. It's great to talk to someone, another fellow Iowan.